Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to dive into. Absolutely, we're talking about a secret weapon that top YouTubers are using to skyrocket their views. I mean, who doesn't want more views, right? Right, so let's get into it. You know that feeling when you spend hours filming and editing a video only to hit publish and get like 10 views? Ugh, that's the worst. It's like all that hard work goes down the drain. So what's the secret sauce here? Well, according to recent data, about 73.4% of the top 1,000 YouTubers are using AI tools for their thumbnails, and they're seeing click-through rates that are on average 2.3 times higher. Wow, that's a huge difference. So, what's this AI tool called? It's called Kalon. AI, it's designed to handle the heavy lifting when it comes to thumbnail design. It uses something called semantic video intelligence, which basically means it analyzes what your video is about and creates a thumbnail that matches the viewer's intent. So it's not just random designs, it actually understands the content. Exactly. This is a game changer for creators who want to scale. Plus, it monitors your performance, so you don't have to keep refreshing your analytics page to see how your videos are doing. That sounds super efficient. So why should creators switch to Kalon AI instead of sticking with manual editing? Great question. I talk to a lot of intermediate creators who are burning out trying to edit 3 videos a week manually. It affects their quality and their engagement suffers. For instance, MrBeast, one of the biggest names on YouTube, was struggling with an 8% click-through rate on his thumbnails. Once he switched to using semantic thumbnails from Kalon AI, his rate jumped to 24.7%. That's incredible. I can't even imagine the impact that must have on his views and revenue, right? It generated an additional 142 million views and around $54 million in revenue in just 1 year. It's no surprise that the adoption rate of Kalon AI among creators with over 100,000 subscribers has skyrocketed to 82.6% in 2025. That's a significant jump from 45% in 2023. Wow, if you're still doing everything manually, you're seriously at a disadvantage. Alex, exactly. So let's talk about the best settings for using Kalon. First off, it's crucial to focus on mobile viewers since they make up about 67% of all YouTube traffic. You want to make sure your thumbnails are designed to pop on smaller screens. So high contrast is key here? Absolutely. You need to ensure that the thumbnails are bright and attention-grabbing, especially since people often watch outside in bright sunlight. If your thumbnail is dark and muddy, they'll just scroll past it. Makes total sense. I've seen so many thumbnails that just don't stand out. And here's another pro tip. Enable automated A/B testing right from the get-go. Manual tests can take days, but AI can continuously run tests to optimize your thumbnails in real time. So you're saying the AI can figure out which design works best almost instantly? Exactly. Data shows that A/B testing with AI can boost click-through rates by about 40%. Just remember to let it run for at least 48 hours before you start making changes. Otherwise, you might mess up the data. That's a really valuable tip. What about common mistakes creators make when using AI tools like Kalon? One major mistake is keeping their analytics and editing workflow separate. When creators don't connect these two, their efficiency drops significantly. If your editing team can't see real-time click data, they're just guessing. That sounds like a recipe for disaster. And I assume there are compliance risks too? Definitely. YouTube has updated its algorithms recently, and if you're just spamming low-quality images, you can get flagged. Using the AI as a creative director ensures your thumbnails relate to your video content, which is crucial. Got it. So how can someone get started with Kalon AI without breaking the bank? The return on investment is solid. Many creators see around a 3x ROI on their AI subscriptions. For mid-tier YouTubers with about 50,000 subscribers, using Kalon can increase their earnings significantly, up to $127 CPM versus $54 without it. Wow, that's a big difference. And you can even combine Kalon AI with other tools like Canva to enhance your workflow. Use Canva for your basic templates, and let Kalon optimize the content and placement. That hybrid approach sounds genius. So what's on the horizon for creators in 2026? We're likely to see even more integration between video editing and real-time analytics. The tools will get smarter, possibly predicting video content even before filming. That's pretty exciting. If someone has a video stuck at 10 views, what should they do? Don't delete it. Run it through the KLAI process to give it a fresh thumbnail and let the system test variations. You'd be amazed at how many dead videos can be revived with the right presentation. Such a great point. So, to wrap things up, what are the top tools creators are using in 2025? Kalon AI is a must for semantic thumbnail optimization and predictive analytics. Plus, they're also using Canva for layouts and TubeBuddy for keyword research. That's fantastic insight. Thanks for sharing all of this, Alex. Absolutely. Happy to help. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.